It's the Indian of the Meraglim. First of all, we see a clear connection between the Lashon Hara that they spoke on Eretz Yisrael and the Lashon Hara that they spoke on Moshe Rabbeinu. The first Rashi says, "Shlachach Anoshim Lama Nismacha Parshas Meraglim Parshas Miriam." If he should lock Saul, iske divosh, Omer Bechir, or Sham Alalu Ro, these were Sham Saul, but they lock Chamus and they didn't take Musa. So, Kilu the Mashma, that there's a Kesher, a connection between the Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, and they should have learned a lesson from the Lashon Hara that they spoke on Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know, it's a different type of Lashon Hara, it's a different type of hits on the land, it's a different type of ball game, Bechlal. What's the shaykhis over here? Bechlal, to understand the Meraglim, the Lashon Hara that the Meraglim spoke about, and Befrat, to understand the Kesha between Tzitzis at the end of the parasha, what's the shaykhis of Tzitzis to the Indian of the Meraglim? We've given various Mahalchim over the years, but today we'll focus Metz Hashem on a Mahalach, which connects us to last week's parasha. Last week's parasha is the parasha of Barlois Barlois Vesaneiros. Again, the first Rashi in last week's parasha says that Hashem told Aaron HaKohen that Chayecha Gedoyla Mishalehem Shata Madlik Umeitiv Saneiros. The first question is Madlik, something that always disturbs me. Madlik Umeitiv is Lechoyer the wrong order. Shulcha Gedoyla Mishalehem should have said Shata Meitiv Madlik Saneiros. Why does it say Shata Madlik or Meitiv? It says Madlik and Neiris late in the afternoon and Meitiv the Neiris the next morning. Shouldn't it have said first you prepare the Neiris and then you light the Neiris? Should have said Shata Madlik, Shata Meitiv or Madlik as the Neiris? Bechlal, to understand the whole Indian of Hatovas and Neiris, we see a Meridika Hashivas in the Indian of Hatovas and Neiris. The Indian of Hatovas and Neiris, as you see, as we know, the Hatovas HaNeiros needed a coin, and the Hadlaka was Kshira Bazaar. There's a special Indian over here in Hadlaka, in the Hatova of the Neir, in a way even more chashu than the action Hadlaka. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, in this whole Indian, is the following. You know the famous Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Godel Talmud, Nimnu V'Gomrud, Godel Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. So everybody asks, They had an argument. Is Talmud Godl or is Maisa Godl? Nimnu v'gomru, Godl, Talmud is stronger. Why should maybe Lidei Maisa? So then Maisa is stronger, not Talmud. Which one is it? But the answer to this, and the thought behind all this, is the following. Even when the Rabbanu Shalom sends, a very big gilui to a person, whether it's a gilui in a certain mitzvah, whether it's a meridik hisoyrus, a person has to know at the end of the day, the highest avoida is the avoida where a person does a mitzvah kikach tziva Hashem. In other words, l'choira, the seichel tells the person that the higher darga the person goes in his hasoga, in his avoid of the mitzvah, the less pashtus he's going to have in the actual kima mitzvah, because he understands the mitzvah to such a degree, he understands so much oimek and so much soidus to the mitzvah, that when it comes to the actual maisa mitzvah, it sometimes overrides the pashut kasha tziva Hashem. And a typical example for this is in the Hadlaka of the Menorah. Like the Vorker Rebbe, we always quote, said that the Kedushas Levi would have spilled the candles every day. He would have knocked over the Menorah out of Dveikus and out of Iskashus. The Menorah is Azah, Hecher Azah. And the Mefarshim Taka say on the Baal Yitzchak, last week's parasha, that Vayas Kein Aaron Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Aaron HaKohen did as Hashem said. Hagid says Rashi Shvachashlan Shleishino, and they explain Shleishino means that Miroiv Advekas, Miroiv Islavas, he could have tipped the whole thing over, or he could have changed things. The fee, the Roiv Islavas, the fee, the Hasoga that a person has in the mitzvah and his passion and excitement to the mitzvah, sometimes that overrides the Poshut Achelik, the Poshut Acheshbon, and the Poshut Achelik in the mitzvah. And that's what the Torah is coming to say over here. The Shvacha Shel Aaron is that a Yid has to know that with all the, however great the Hasaga, however great the passion is for the mitzvah, the tachlis of a mitzvah is not to forget the katnas, not to forget to do a mitzvah kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. And the Svam HaKadoshim say that when a person's whole Kima Mitzvah is only based on his Havana and his understanding of the Mitzvah, then the Mitzvah can only go so high as his understanding. But if when somebody at the end of the day is Mekayim the Mitzvah, with all, it's important to have the passion, and it's important to have the Hasag and the Kavanas of the Mitzvahs. But the B'Shas the Maisa Mitzvah, the person also has the Kavana, Kashat Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, so then his Mitzvah, the Mitzvah goes straight to the Rebbein Shalom. I'm doing it Kashat Tziva Hashem. So therefore it goes straight to the Rebbein Shalom. This is a klal in the whole Beis HaMikdash, in the whole avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of big hasagas. Beis HaMikdash was a mokum where they saw Nisim Galuim. It's the mokum of Ashuras HaShchina. And that's why the Osali Mikdash, the inyan of the Mishkan was that every year that to do his, Echad Amar Be Echad Amamit, Ovat Sheichav and Nibbe L'Shamayim, the Ike is Kashat Tziva Hashem, Ovat Sheichav and Nibbe L'Shamayim. Dafke in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a mokum where the hasagas was so great. Dafka there was a dogish, and you should do things kasha tziva Hashem as Moshe. That's the sod of hatovas aneres and hadlokas aneres. Dafka by the menorah, because the pasuk says ki ner mitzvah v'toyra oyer. It's a more dekadiuk. Ner mitzvah v'toyra oyer. The ner is the mitzvah, and the or is the grace of hasoga. So the kafi, in accordance to how high the hasoga is of the person, is the hatova becomes less and less important. Hatova means preparing the mitzvah itself. To be mative the mitzvah itself. So therefore, the mitzvah of Hatovas Aneiros was so important, because that shows that with all the big hasoga of the or of the Torah, of the big hasogas, which is the hasoga is an or, not to be mezalzel in the hatova, and of the ner, in the doing the mitzvah in a nice way, doing the mitzvah kasha tzivah Hashem Esmeisha. The hatova needed a coin. Hadlakas kasher bazaar. It's very easy to have. It's very easy to have. When you have a big R, it's very easy to get very inspired. The Hatava, that needs the uniqueness of a coin. That the Pashat a Mitzvah, you should have a Dveikas to do Hatava Saneris, that's a very big Nakula. The Pashat Zachka Shetziva Hashem is Moshe. So that's the vote. Ne'er Mitzvah, the whole Hatava Saneris is Nafila B'Shas the Hadloka, you mustn't be Mazalzel in the Hatava. That's why Rashi says over here, Shulchah Gadoel Mishalem Shatam Madlik Umeitiv Saneris. Afilu B'Shas Hadloka, Afilu B'Shas, you're holding an Amatzav of Hadloka, of Oyris Gdoilim, nevertheless, you don't forget to be Meitiv Saneris. The greatest Chachma, the greatest Torah is a Torah, the godless of the Torah is measured, but to what degree is that going to push you to do the Maisa Mitzvahs in a Pashat level as well? That's the sort of Godel Talmud. A hecher Talmud, a great Talmud, is one shemevi de maisa. Is one that's not going to lead you to be mazalzin in the maisa. That's the pshat gadol Talmud shemevi de maisa. Azaz saw Talmud that's mevi de maisa. Such a type of Talmud that's mevi de maisa. That's the tachlis of Talmud. And that was so important in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the holy sod of chinuch. Why are we mechanech a child to do mitzvahs when he's a katan? What's the difference between a katan and a gadol? A katan is aimed by das. So because a cotton hasn't got das, so the inyan is an inyan to be mechanech a cotton when he hasn't got das. When he hasn't got das, he's going to do the mitzvah kasha tziva Hashem. You tell the cotton, this is what the Rebbein Shalom wants you to do. Torah tziva lono moishe merosha kilas yag. This is what the Rebbein Shalom wants you to do. So the cotton's doing it with the purest motives. He hasn't got das to think of anything else. Even when he grows up, it says that the reason why you mechanech a cotton is to margil him when he grows up. According to what we're saying, it's very teef. You give the cotton to do it in order that you margil him, not just the margil him that he mustn't forget to do the mitzvah, that you're margil him to do the mitzvah kasha tziva Hashem. When a person becomes a mitzvah, he gets das. Once he gets das, I'm higher than stam the mitzvah. Stam to give stock-ups, pasha the maisa. I'm much higher than that. I understand that all the soybeans are stock-ups. I don't even have to give stock anymore. You margil the cotton to do mitzvah kasha tziva Hashem. That when he's a gadol, he won't forget. He's so used to doing mitzvahs kasha tziva Hashem that even when he piles with the das that he receives at his bar mitzvah, you know, he piles das al das al das and hasoga and havana pi havana pi havana. Nevertheless, he was regularly ready to do mitzvahs kasha tziva Hashem. Mele, his talmud is going to be a talmud shemevli de meisim. It's not going to be that's the yisod of chinuch. It's a murdiki yisod in chinuch. It's not just being margal him to do mitzvahs. Adarabba. Sometimes after so many years of doing the mitzvahs, he's ready to give after when he comes by mitzvah. Actually, it's better he shouldn't do mitzvahs. Actually, it's better that he should wait till he's by mitzvah and he's so excited that you don't let him do a mitzvah until you're by mitzvah. And he's going to mekayim the mitzvahs when he's a bach yuba with much more dveikus, with much more excitement. No. We margal a cotton to do mitzvahs when he's young, because then the mitzvahs, we margal a person to do mitzvahs without das. without das. That's the sod of mitzvahs mila as well. You kind of mitzvah with a child, because that's the sod. The mila is the sod of the kol ha-Torah kulam. The dafke mekayma with a child who hasn't got das. That's why a kiddush did me better. Mechoik som b'sheiro. It's a choik. It's like a bechinas choik. Choik yidu kashot tziva Hashem es moisha. Zoyz chukas ha-Torah. The whole Torah, a person mustn't get also to be mekayma al tzchoik. That's the noise of zoyz chukas ha-Torah. This we understand the Moedik Nekuda, by the mitzvah of Chinuch. Kedei lechanuch of a mitzvah, we learn in the first mission in Chagiga. A cotton, to bring a cotton to the Beis HaMikdash, to be oiled the rega. And Chloik is the whole mission is busy, a lot of the mission is busy. Which cotton do you have to bring? It's Mishama and Basilel, whether he can hold on to his father, whether the father can take him on his shoulders. When does the mitzvah begin to be mechayev to bring your child to be oiled the rega? And there Rashi says, Kedei lechanuch of a mitzvah, and then there's all sukkis there in Chagiga of the cotton. Cotton should get the mitzvahs, cotton should get the chinuch, you can't get the chinuch. But the measurement over there is in the noise of bringing a cotton to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. According to what we're saying, it's absolutely fair. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash is coming to the Gevaltig Beis HaMikdash, coming to the Beis HaMikdash of all the Oyers HaGdoilim. But the whole vote of the Beis HaMikdash is that even when you come to the Beis HaMikdash with your Moedik HaSogos, don't forget the Kasha Tzibah Hashem is Moshe, because that's the Yisod of the Beis HaMikdash. To have all the big HaSogos, to have all the big insights, but not to leave out, not to ignore, not to destroy the tmimus and the pashtus and the simplicity of doing a mitzvah kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. So for that, it's important to bring the cotton to the Beis HaMikdash. There it says kedei lahari. There it says to be machanachim to do mitzvahs. We want to go into the Beis HaMikdash and not forget our katnus, not forget the maila of being mekayim mitzvahs without das. Even though when we are gedolim, it's important to be mekayim mitzvah with das. But b'shas to keep a mitzvah, to stick in some aimboy das as well, to stick in some kasha tziv Hashem. That was the whole godless of Aaron HaKohen's menorah. Bring up a korban is all passion, it's all kasha, it's all tveikus, and it's all mysterious nefesh, and it's guh haychazach. Shulcha gadol l'shemanehem Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen's bechina is not mezalzel in kapos. That's Aaron's madrega, not Moshe's madrega. Moshe was pirish meishtoi. Pirish Meishtoi, first mitzvah in the Torah, Puruvu. Moshe Rabbeinu's inyan was an inyan which is chad pami, that it's lamala, it's completely beyond the Hasoga. But Aaron HaKohen is the Havoida of Shatam Madlik of Meitev is Aneris. Even B'Shas Adloka, you still connect to the Hatova. That's why Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the Ikka Chochma and Havon and Torah, starts with Seder Zeron, which is Mitzvah Zatluis Boretz. Mitzvah Zatluis Boretz. Zeroim is mitzvah at Luis Baritz. Now we can understand what the pegam of the Meraglim was. The Meraglim were living in the Midbar. It's Meredik, but there was no Maisa. There was very few Maisa mitzvahs there in the Midbar. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, you have a Galeganite, you have an opportunity for all the mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, which we cannot be Mekayim in the Midbar. So staying in the Midbar when it's time to be Mekayim mitzvahs, if you mezalzel in that, is then you've lost the point. Godel Talmud without Maisa. Coming into the base of Eretz Yisrael was the mitzvah at Luis Baretz. The Lemaisa is also avoid the gedolah ad moed, and the Lemaisa poshet and giving chuma and giving Maisa. The mitzvah at Luis Baretz, the mitzvah Maisa. So they were on such a high madrega that they felt the mitzvah Maisa is lost. Its lost part of its chashivas. Who needs mitzvah Maisa? We're doing so well in the midbar without mitzvah Maisa. The whole tachlis is Godel Talmud, and maybe they Maisa. That's the kesha between the Baaloischa and the Shlach Lecha. The Baaloischa, the parasha begins. The parasha Baaloischa begins. The parasha is the parasha of teaching us how important the Hatovas Aneris, the Hadlokas Aneris, the Hatovas Aneris, where the Torah teaches us the Yaskin Aaron with all the big oiras, but nevertheless it's Kasha Tziva Hashem es Moshe. At the end of the parasha, they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Pirish Meishtoi, that he's Ke'ilu, he's beyond everything. And they looked at that as a Gnai. If you look at that as a Gnai, so how comes when you go to Spire to Eretz Yisrael, suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega becomes a Shevach? you don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because mitzvahs. No, Moshe Rabbeinu is also in such a high madriga, and he was a mezalzel in him, and he's perish mishtoi, that he's mezalzel in the first mitzvah in the Torah, peruvu. So on one hand, you spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and now you're saying that we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because we're in the Midbar, and the Midbar is so holy, we're on such a high madriga over here. So it comes out of zilzel and ma'aseh mitzvah, but that's exactly the Lashon Hara that you spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what Rashi means. They saw what happened to him. You can't hold it on. You can't hold it on both ends. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's made that Moshe is different. Pel Daber Boy has to be ready for the Shechina, but everybody else, Enochanami, we have to live a life of Ma'aseh Mitzvahs. So then there was no Nesimus Mokram to be for the Barakim to speak Lashon Hara and try to stop them from going into Eretz Yisrael. That's Pshat in the beginning of Rashi. That's the Kesher between Baal Yitzchak and Shlach Lecha. Meira, that's must be beautifully the whole mitzvah of the whole mitzvah of tzitzis, which comes at the end of Parashat Shlach Lecha. The Medrash says, "Dabel bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleim v'asu v'asu lehem tzitzis." The Medrash learns out over here, like Basukah, there's a problem of tasa v'leim in asui, is v'asu lehem tzitzis. The Medrash learns out tasa v'leim in asui is a mitzvah for you to make the tzitzis. If you've got a beggar, the dalet comforts and the strands are falling out because it's an old, worn out beggar, do you have already ready tzitzis? No. But also the tzitzis. Tzitzis, we know, with the tzitzis, with the word tzitzis, with the threads, and those are all gematria tarek mitzvahs. But all the tzitzis, the whole, it's connected to tarek mitzvahs. But look at the psukim. Reisa moisoi, uschartim is kol mitzvahs Hashem, vasisa moisa. The mitzvah of tzitzis is teaching us the vasisa moisa. The man tizguru, va'asisem is called mitzvoise. The Ari HaKadosh says that the beggar of the tzitzis is the Ora Makif, that's the highest or. And the actual mitzvah, the actual tzitzis themselves, is a lower level than the beggar. But somebody wears a dalet kamfus, so he wants to be dovuk to the Ora Makif, and he doesn't put tzitzis on the dalet kamfus, he's a Rosh HaGomo. He's oike mitzvah of tzitzis min HaTorah. The beggar is the Ora Makif, it's Moridik HaGavalti, of also lehem tzitzis. As mitzvahs masiyas, the man tizkuru vasisem is called mitzvoyse. Also them tzitzis. Don't make a tasa v'leimin osu. The tasa is also important. The mice is also important. That's the parasha of tzitzis. Parasha of tzitzis is the tikkun of the chet amaranta. You mezalzel, you don't need mitzvahs. You're in an ora makif. They're also wrapped around an anakovet. They're in an ora makif. You're in an ora makif. What do you need the ora pnim? What do you need the lower level? The mitzvahs masiyas is a lower level. Teretz is, if that's your case, then you haven't understand the Godel Talmud. The Godel Talmud is a Talmud Shemevili de Maisa. Mitzvah of Tzitzis teaches us the importance of Maisa Mitzvahs. Even Ke'il, you might look at it as on a low level. It doesn't matter. There's a mitzvah of Tasa, that the Tasa should be a Tasa V'leimen also. And that's why they had to go from going into Eretz Yisrael, Chashivas of Mitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs masiyas. Next week's parasha's Korach. He spoke about his godless. He was mezalzel in the mitzvahs. He was such a lamdan that a talish shekulat cheles is not chayav tzitzis. Tzitzis is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is tzitzis. You're so high. Your beggar is kulay cheles. The beggar is the ora makiv and it's cheles. Doim elerakia kisei akovod is so gavaltik. What do I need the mitzvah for? You missed the whole point. Buy small isfarim. What does it need a mezuzah? Because the mitzvah to make a mezuzah, that's why. What does the talis shkulat chelis need tzitzis for? Because of the mitzvah to put tzitzis on. Va'asu lehem tzitzis. There's a ma'aseh mitzvah for you to do tzitzis. You're too high? You're too much into the kisa kovet? Too much into the chut talis shkulat chelis? There's a mitzvah. The answer to all these people is, that's a mitzvah. If you understand the mitzvah, if you understand the godel inyan of kasha tzivah Hashem, V'asu kasha tziva Hashem, you did a maisa kasha tziva Hashem, then you're on the very high madriga. If you don't understand that, then you've lost the whole point. All these people that have so much inspiration, but when it comes to a maisa mitzvah, they start being mezalzel in it, because we're too much into a thing. And this is mamish very practical. When a mashulach comes in, a person in the middle of his psukah de zimra, and comes around to collect money. So yeah, I'm busy in the Halleluka. Is a mitzvah deraisa not to say Halleluka? It's a mitzvah deraisa to give tzedakah. If you're not allowed to look, if you're not allowed to, I'm talking about stam the musuk. I'm busy. Yeah, people say, again, also sometimes it's too much, it's too little. I'm not talking about it from Kalali. I'm talking about it, you said in davening and one need comes to you. So you say, no, now I'm davening. Now I'm busy. Now I'm private audience with the Rebbein Shalom. You're in private audience with the Rebbein Shalom? Maybe Shemana Esra, Halacha. Now you're in a private audience with the Rebbein Shalom, you're mezalzel in the mitzvah. It's a, your baggage is called tchelis. You hold your potter mena tzitzis, you hold your potter mena mitzvahs, your potter from giving tztaka. Tztaka is a mitzvah deraisa. Why kashat tziva Hashem? The kashat tziva Hashem is very important. Where's the regilis that when you were cotton? Where's the cotton chayv mitzvahs? Gdei lachan chayv mitzvahs? Where's the regilis in order to chayv the cotton mitzvahs? So that's the kesher with all these parashas. Aloyscha teaches us Hazam Moedik Gedank. And that's why we understand in Maloyscha the parasha Pesach Sheni. You're potter from Pesach Rishon. We want a Maisa Mitzvah. You're potter. We want a Maisa Mitzvah. You want Maisa Mitzvahs, so you should go into Eretz Yisrael. So don't speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. You need a chizuk, take Mitzvah Tzitzis. And that's why there's a chut shel tcheles. And tcheles is the chkisa akobet. If you're mekayim the asula and tzitzis, then you find the kisa kovet. If you have a beggar shekula tcheles, you never find the kisa kovet. Beggar shekula tcheles without tzitzis, you won't find the kisa kovet. Nish de tcheles is the emel the kisa kovet. The tcheles on the tzitzis, and the tcheles on the ma'aseh mitzvah. The tcheles on the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's where you'll find the kisa kovet. You won't find the kisa kovet talas shekula tcheles. Don't put a mezuzah on. You have a bias small is foreign. You won't find any rochnis in those farm. If you're mezalzel and a maisa mitzvah, then the learning is lunishvah. Godel talmud shemevili dem. Godel talmud shemevili dem maisa. This is mamash the sacha called ba'aloi schwa shlach l'chon korach. So Yid has to realize that when it comes to the maisa, and it comes to his maisa mitzvah, it comes to the kashat tziv Hashem, he feels this is what the Rebbein Shalom wants. To give nachas roch to the Rebbein Shalom. How much lomdus is required to have a hargosha kashat tziv Hashem is Moshe? None at all. It's a pouring out of the oimek and nefesh Yehudi. As a mevil game, we want to give nechaz ruach to the Rebbein Shalom. It's a yesod in chinuch. It's a yesod in hadlokas amenorah. Why that's the shpitz avoyda in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a yesod in the meraglim. It's a yesod in tzitzis. Kashat tziv Hashem is Moshe. He has that passion. He doesn't want to keep him kind of mitzvahs cold. But mitzvah sheni, he must never lose. That's mamish the regilus of a katan, is not to forget to be mekayim mitzvah b'li das. To me, mitzvah das. Then it reaches kashat tziv Hashem es moshe. Then a mitzvah is meloshen tzavsa. It's meloshen of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest connection. That's why it's called a mitzvah. It's tzavsa. So that's the greatest connection to Hashem. It's because it's a tzivu. It's kashat tziv Hashem. A mitzvah is kashat tziv Hashem. You can add on what you want to that, as long as you're not megareya, as long as you're not megareya from that, it's a mitzvah itself. Okay.